is amazing how when we read God's word, sometimes we see it as a to-do list. Sometimes we see it as a shopping list. But do we ever see it as a gift list? To-do lists would make today's lesson, the second text, a law message. It's almost like adding to the commandments. You know, you got 10, now you got number 11, thou shalt rejoice. Number 12, you will pray, always, don't stop. Number 13, give thanks in all circumstances. And if you don't do these, you have failed God. And then that just creates a big guilt trip, doesn't it? If you see it as a shopping list, then it's something that you don't have. Now, maybe you went to the cupboards recently and you said, okay, we're going to the store. What do we need? What are we out of? And maybe you want black olives. I hope that doesn't turn your stomach, but maybe you want black olives for Christmas dinner. And so black olives are on your list. And you know, your list is whatever you needed. And well, we're out of this. And well, I could use some of that. And I would, and then there's, I really like lists. This is extra I want. You know, I crave. I haven't had apple pie in a while. I think I'll get an apple pie. And on your list is made. And when you go to the store, then you look at the ads. And all of a sudden, what they presented to you in the ads, now your list is longer. And you get all of it if you can afford it. But what happens if you can't? Then you picture you have to live without something. I've been there in the checkout aisle and the person's counting their coin and looking at the list. Well, I don't have enough, and they have to start putting stuff back. Sometimes I wish I had the funds right then and there. I said, I'll take care of this. I'll pay for that, you know. And I don't always have the funds. And we start seeing our pantry a little empty, a little less full. And we come to the scriptures, and sometimes we have that same mindset. I have a shopping list, but I didn't get everything I want because I can't afford it. Or I just can't find it. Or there was nothing with my name on it. This list in the text, it's not about hunting for rejoicing, hunting for ways to pray, hunting for ways to give thanks in all circumstances. And it isn't a law list, you shall, but it's a gift list. It's the gifts God gives. With the Christ child being born, God sending his only begotten Son, he opened up some gifts to the New Testament people and the people ever since of what it means and what happens because of faith, that there is rejoicing with that new faith, that gift of faith, and there is prayer with that gift of faith, and there is giving thanks in all circumstances with that gift of faith, and there is a gift list that God gives. But what faith does is it overpowers the human thinking, the thinking of the sinful nature. It's like, what's to eat? And you go to the fridge and you see food and you go, nothing. Right? I did that as a kid. Maybe you've done that as a kid. You know, what's there to snack on? And you go to the cabinets and, you know, well, there's potato chips and there's, you know, crackers, saltines, you know, the inexpensive brand. And then, you know, you just go, ah, I'm just not in the mood for that. And we see our life as being empty because what is there is not attractive. It's not creating or satisfying the desires of the flesh. And when we measure God's gifts according to the desires of the flesh, we will often be in trouble because we will set aside the gift and look for something else. I don't know about you, but have you ever not wanted, you just didn't want to rejoice? You were mad, you wanted to be mad, and you didn't want people to make you happy at that moment because you had a right to be mad. You were furious, you know, you were just raging, your face, maybe you were turning red, I don't know. However you look when you're mad, you know what you look like, and nobody was going to change that or take it away from you. Have you ever not talked to God? It's like the people that made you mad. You didn't want to talk to them. If they called, you didn't answer the phone. If you found out it was them, you hung up. You know, you let it go to the old answering machine in my day or the voicemail in current, you know. Just ain't talking to them. And we treat God that way. When life isn't going our way, we shut out God. I don't want to talk to God. I'm not happy with God right now. And then giving thanks. I got arthritis. How do you give thanks in the times of arthritis when it throbs? What do you got? We all have something, don't we? You know? We have something we can complain about. Even joked about that this morning, you know? How you doing? Fine, I can't complain. My response to that person was, well, you could, but we wouldn't listen. Right? We all have something to complain about. Pastor Al complains because he's got to work with me. You understand? In our stinking thinking, we have made this a shopping list, a wish list, a command. But you remember what the Bible says about Jesus? It says, while we were yet sinners, right? Christ died for us. It was into our stinking thinking kind of world that God came in the flesh and opened up his gifts. That in the face of all the pains of the flesh and the discomfort of the world, and maybe you've been extra cold because the temperature's dropped, your body doesn't handle cold temperatures well, and that's something to complain about. In the midst of everything that is ugly, God gives us something that is not tied to the world. It is himself and the gift of his son who lived and died and rose, who will come again. And he gave us a joy, a rejoicing that is not tied to the economy, to the politics, to the Senate or the Congress. Thank you, Lord. You know, it's not tied to war, and it's not tied to world peace. It's not connected to diet, weight loss, health, and medication, and the cost of it. It's a rejoicing that permeates our very being. And it even talks about how your soul and your body in Christ Jesus, your whole spirit, that it may be blameless. That's what it says. Now may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is his gifts to you. And at Christmas time, because of all the things that we add to our calendar and our schedule, to all the expectations and all the goals that we want to accomplish at this time of the year, to all the shopping and the challenges of finding the right gifts or doing it and communicating it in the best way possible, it seems like in a time of joy, It seems to be less. But it actually, it's the most. For unto you this day born in the city of David is Christ the Lord. It's the best joy, the greatest joy, the joy that the world cannot take away. And praying without ceasing, we have the Lord Jesus Christ. He taught us the Lord's Prayer. It is that our heart and our mind are always in communication with God. And when the flesh fails, do you remember what the Bible promises? That the Holy Spirit in us, who is ever present, even has sighs too deep for words, that brings it before our Heavenly Father. So the Heavenly Father is always mindful of what's going on in us, to us, and around us. There is never a time in which God does not listen and God does not know. Man, even that's enough to celebrate, isn't it? Because sometimes I get caught because I didn't listen and I didn't know. And, right? Maybe that doesn't happen to you. And then this gift of giving thanks. We have an attitude with our sinful flesh, and just to make ourselves feel better, do you know what that line is? It could always be worse. Yeah. It could always be worse. Some people in their situations, it'd be pretty hard to make it worse. You know about Gwen and I and our journey with Megan. She had one brain tumor, then that was operated on and removed, and man, that was stressful, and it could always be worse. Yeah, she had another one. Then went through that months of hearing inoperable. It could always be worse. Maybe she didn't have faith. Megan's case, she does. But it was tough. Now she's still recovering. It could always be worse. She could have another one. Yeah. It's hard to give thanks to God when times are rough. And all of us define rough times differently. What I'm able to endure, what you're able to endure, it doesn't have to be equal. But the challenges are there. And what God gives us is an opportunity to give thanks in everything, in the good and the difficult. How? It's still back to Jesus. Jesus came to live, suffer, die in our place. It could always be worse. The ultimate worst is no Savior. That's as worse, as bad as it can get. But since we have a Savior, it can never get that bad. In fact, because we have a Savior, it can only get better. Because Jesus died and rose again, what did he do? He went to prepare a place for us. It will never be the ultimate worse. This is a gift list. But our flesh wants other gifts. The new car, the new outfit, maybe a car that just runs instead of new. You know, on and on our list is. Our flesh wants a list that pleases the body. This is a gift list that God gives to you that gives you life, forgiveness of sins, salvation. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. He gives you these gifts. In Jesus, amen.